Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Government action on evictions.
Rent, you know, that kind of stuff, it doesn't wait for you.
President praises police.
Kenosha has been ravaged by anti-police and anti-American riots.
Pilots' troubling call to the tower.
We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The economic damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic has put millions of families in a bind. Some, like this California mother, can't pay the rent.
You don't expect your kids to worry about how we're going to pay the rent, you know? That's my job. It's super hard because you have to prefer food than rent.
Now, the Centers for Disease Control, key in the battle against the virus, is taking new action. It's a move that will keep millions of people who've hit rough times from losing where they live.
This will be good news for many renters faced with being forced from their homes. The directive halts the eviction of certain renters through the end of the year. The head of the National Low Income Housing Coalition says the order will provide relief for millions. Senior administration officials say the director of the CDC has the power to take actions deemed necessary to prevent the spread of a communicable disease. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Trump toured damage and visited with law enforcement in Kenosha, Wisconsin, but he did not meet with the family of police shooting victim Jacob Blake. Here's CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Kenosha has been ravaged by anti-police and anti-American riots.
Mr. Trump focused on the violence instead of the peaceful protests for racial justice.
You believe systemic racism is a problem in this country?
Well, you know, you just keep getting back to the opposite subject. We should talk about the kind of violence that we've seen in Portland and here and other places. It's tremendous violence.
The president was greeted by protesters, but also by his supporters.
I do think it was good that he was here to see for himself firsthand what has been happening over the last week here in the city.
Mr. Trump never directly mentioned Jacob Blake, nor did he meet with Blake's family.
We need a president that's going to unite our country and take us in a different direction.
That's right!
On Tuesday, the Blake family joined a Justice for Jacob rally in the neighborhood where he was shot.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call on CBS This Morning.
Having the president come brought more attention to that situation. We also, unfortunately, didn't hear any condemnation of vigilante violence. There was nothing from the president about how we can work together to address systemic racism.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending a recent visit to a San Francisco hair salon. Fox News showed images of her inside with a mask around her neck, not her face. Only outdoor haircuts are allowed now in California. Pelosi says she complied with the rules of the establishment. Conservatives have cast her as a hypocrite. A cyber attack and software glitch hampered the first couple of days of distance learning in Florida's largest school district. Miami-Dade school officials say the glitch has been fixed and the attack is under investigation by the FBI. Well, the FBI is also involved with the FAA looking into the close encounter above Los Angeles International Airport the other night. Someone in a jetpack flying near a commercial plane. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Then another jetpack sighting moments later from a Southwest pilot. Jetpacks are not common. Only a handful of companies in the world make them, and they are not commercially available. Jetpack Aviation CEO confirmed to CBS News he has been in touch with the FAA about the technology, but says their aircraft does not have enough fuel to get a person to 3,000 feet and back to the ground safely. Adding, they are loud, so it seems unlikely no one on the ground would notice it taking off, flying, or landing.
Investigators skeptical it was a jetpack say it could have been a drone. For the first time, a Kennedy has lost a race for Congress in Massachusetts. Congressman Joe Kennedy was beaten in a Democratic Senate primary by longtime incumbent Ed Markey.
I called Senator Markey to congratulate him and to pledge my support to him and his campaign in the months ahead. The senator is a good man. Thank you, everyone. And good night.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal held off a Massachusetts primary challenge from a Democratic opponent. Facebook says it uncovered a network of 13 accounts linked to Russia involved in trying to fuel political chaos in this country. Nathaniel Gleischer is the social network's head of security policy.
Their goal here, from what we can see, is the same as goals we've seen from Russian actors in the past. They're trying to drive division. They're trying to inflame tensions, and they're trying to undermine trust in the electoral process.
New questions about mail-in voting from the people who will have to handle the ballots.
The Postal Service's Office of Inspector General says in a new report the agency could face challenges this presidential election. It lists potential problems, including ballots mailed without barcodes to help track them, postmark requirements, and political mail likely to be mailed too close to the election. The agency conducted an audit during special and primary elections in May and June. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The U.S. Army has announced leadership changes at Fort Hood, Texas, part of a widening investigation into the killing of a soldier this year. The Army Secretary says in a recent survey of 53 soldiers stationed there, 18 reported some type of assault or harassment. In the fight against the coronavirus, there's a new study about the body's own defense response.
Antibodies that our bodies produce to fight coronavirus last for at least 4 months after diagnosis and do not fade quickly, as some earlier reports suggested. Those are the findings of scientists who tested more than 30,000 people in Iceland. It's the most extensive work yet on the immune system's response to the virus and is good news for efforts to develop vaccines. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A judge has ruled the University of California can no longer use SAT and ACT tests to determine admissions. The system decided months ago to waive standardized testing requirements until 2024. The people of Bristol, England, were treated to a concert last night. People had to listen and look up.
Seven hot air balloons floated above Bristol at sunset, each carrying a live musician or pre-recorded music. Creator Luke Jerram.
Obviously all the theatres and the concert venues, everything's sort of shut down. So I was thinking, what better way to do this than to strap speakers onto hot air balloons?
Contributors included members of local bands Portishead and Massive Attack. The reaction.
I was trying to work out where the music was coming from.
It just fits in perfectly with just looking up at the sky and seeing them flying away. It's so cool.
And the noise is so cheerful.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A GoFundMe campaign has raised more than $130,000 for two California girls shown in a photo doing their schoolwork on computers using the free Wi-Fi at a Taco Bell. The Salinas School District is now providing the family with wireless hotspots. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.